Even with the recent cool snap, there's still plenty of good weather left to explore Michigan and the Great Lakes region. Of course, upper Midwest winters don't stop Michiganders from exploring the best our area has to offer any time of year. Connie LeMay knows all about that. She's the editor of Lake Superior magazine based in Duluth, Minnesota. WKAR's Peter Wharf reached Connie LeMay earlier this week to talk about this month's Best of the Lake 2015 article. Lake Superior magazine readers voted for their favorite places in Michigan, Minnesota, Ontario, and Wisconsin. Peter and Connie started off with an exploration of contest categories.
Generally, we ask for best overlook every year, but they might slightly vary. So we might say, where's the best family stay one year, and where's the best romantic overnight stay another year? For overlooks, we might say any overlook of the lake, and then we might have one that says best accessible overlook. Every year always have quite a few categories relating to outdoor areas, so best park, best beach, best overlook. Often we'll have some relating to food. So a couple of years ago, best fish sandwich. This year was best burger and best pizza. And then we do have some categories that may only be in one time or very rarely. This year, one of the ones we tried that was fun was best farmer's market and best place for live music.
Let's touch in a little bit of detail on a few of the categories, Connie. I'm speaking with Connie LeMay, editor of Lake Superior magazine here on Current State Today, and the article Best of the Lake 2015. You mentioned best scenic overlook. Let's go to that right now and touch on a couple of the states. Michigan, where Pictured Rocks and Brockway Mountain up in the Leelanau Peninsula were a couple of the top vote getters. And let's focus a little bit on Ontario and the Sleeping Giant Provincial Park, which is pictured in this portion of the article. Absolutely breathtaking. Can you kind of describe that?
It is an amazing park. And the thing about Sleeping Giant, which is on the Sibley Peninsula, it's famous in Thunder Bay, Ontario, because when you are in the downtown Thunder Bay looking across the lake, what you see is the Sleeping Giant, the figure of the giant lying down. And but the provincial park itself, the peninsula, is much like a lot of the Ontario shore, which is to say it's a little more rugged and wild than some of the other Lake Superior shores. But many of the trails within the park are quite accessible and can end up with the really interesting little surprises. One of the little trails that I like to take when we're there actually takes you to something called the Sea Lion, which is an arch over the lake and a little like what you might find in Pictured Rocks, except the rock, of course, is a different style, being from the Canadian Shield. And it once had a head, and now the head has fallen off. So you, it's basically the legs of the lion now. And again, that's something in Pictured Rocks we certainly know, having lost one of the towers of the miner's castle. So the lake is ever-changing. So, yes, that park in particular is just lovely. Some of my favorite things we've had out of that park involve wildlife. We've had a photo feature, for instance, that just kind of followed a fox family for one spring. The mother fox had 11 kits, which is outrageous, and that was quite fun. So there's lots of good wildlife sighting opportunities in the park as well.
Some of the best scenic overlooks from the Best of the Lake 2015 from Lake Superior magazine. Peter Wharf for Current State speaking with the editor, Connie LeMay. We talked about the best scenic overlook. Let's stay outdoors and talk about the best park category. Pictured Rock again, Isle Royale for Michigan. Let's move over to Wisconsin and tell us what characterizes a couple of those top choices: Apostle Islands and Bay State Park and Medline Island.
The thing about the Wisconsin winners for the parks this year is they definitely have that interaction with the lake itself, with the Lake Superior. many of our great parks are right on the shoreline, of course, but the Apostle Islands National Lakeshore, you are best if you can either have your own way of getting out into and among the islands, or if you're able to take a tour boat among the islands. So the islands themselves have the magnificent sea caves. And then Madeline Island is a very special place because it's the only island on Lake Superior that actually has a year-round population. Hmm. It also is an extremely sacred location for the Ojibwe people. It is the stopping point in their most recent western migration. So when they migrated from the east toward the land where food grew on the water, which is wild rice, the current holding point is at Madeline Island. So it's just a magnificent area. Big Bay State Park, which you mentioned as one of the parks, there's also another park, also called Big Bay, which is a city park, and both of them get very, very high ratings. And they're right in and among the lake, very wooded, but also with some nice beach and shore access. And then on Madeline Island itself, the island culture is just fun and fantastic. It basically has a single main road, kind of like the Brockway Mountain Drive in Michigan. And there's a museum there that has some interesting history about the island.
Connie LeMay, editor of Lake Superior Magazine, we're talking about the recent article, Best of the Lake 2015. Connie, we've been talking about outdoors. We combine outdoors and indoors with the category Best Weekend Destination. Copper Harbor and Marquette were recognized here in Michigan by your readers. And let's move a little further west to your state, Minnesota, where Grand Marais and Duluth were highlighted in the best for the year. Let's talk about your town. What does Duluth have to offer that you think makes it one of the best weekend destinations?
But of course, just to be honest with everyone, Duluth is actually my hometown.
All right.
I obviously have a very warm feeling for my own city. I think what makes it so stunning for visitors is, well, for one thing, Duluth is extremely long. It's like 20 miles plus long. And much of that with the one side is along the lakeshore. But it also has this magnificent hill, again, a little bit like what you'll see in Marquette, but it's a huge hill. It's like San Francisco in many ways. So that is the setting of the city itself. Then over the years, Duluth has really concentrated on being a welcoming place for visitors. So there's an area called Canal Park where we have our iconic aerial lift bridge, which is perfect for parking the car and walking. And you can be along the lake walk, so you can get a nice 7-mile hike along the lake, or you can get wonderful shops that are for visitors. But then the city also has this huge opportunity for recreation and actually being outdoors while you're in the city. So we've got 9 trout streams, miles and miles of hiking and biking trails, 2 dog parks, which if you're a dog lover like us, that's a good thing to know. And then there's a really active locavore movement and craft brewing movement. We like to say where Duluth is the craft brewing capital of Minnesota. There's also a good reason why Guy Fieri has been here several times to feature restaurants in his show.
Connie LeMay is editor of Lake Superior Magazine. We've been talking about Best of the Lake 2015. Connie, I think there's a little bit of good weather left and plenty of time to still enjoy Best of the Lake.
Oh, indeed. And in fact, we're coming into one of the most spectacular seasons, which of course is fall. And people forget we do have a boreal forest up north, which tends to have the conifers. But there are so many areas on the Minnesota and 2 southern shores of Lake Superior that have spectacular, just take your breath away, fall colors.
Connie LeMay, editor of Lake Superior Magazine, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.